This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The National Right to Life Convention is in New Orleans the week after the 4th of July, and Republican presidential hopefuls will be making their presence felt as speakers. Kicking off the convention, a pro-life doctor who pioneered a method of reversing the effects of the abortion pill will be introducing this year's theme, Being a Voice for the Voiceless. In last November's elections, Tennessee voters rejected court-imposed abortion rights by denying judicial arguments by simply declaring that state's constitution was silent on abortion. Abortion activists are predictably suing, and a federal judge last week refused to dismiss what pro-life advocates say is a frivolous lawsuit. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Socialist President of Chile, Michelle Bachelet, is putting pressure on her government to fast-track the dissolving of pro-life laws there. Chile, with its protection of human life from conception, has recently been known for radical pro-abortion advocates offering instructions on how to kill a baby in pregnancy by harming the mother. Her health minister rejected all testimony for or against a bill to introduce abortion, which will now become a bill before that country's legislature. In related news, the UN and abortion groups are criticizing pro-life laws in the Philippines. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.